put all Rainers very happy.
So what do you have in your cup there? What would you describe?
Well, there is some beans.
Beans?
I think beans. And there are some magic food.
I don't know what that is. I'm sure it's good. When you came into camp, you were running pretty fast. Would you say so?
No, I'm not running fast. Just running.
Just running.
You can see there are a lot of guys running really fast.
Okay.
Some boys. They made already very many miles. They're like a fly.
Daria, a year ago you came into the 10-day race for the first time. I had no idea what a 10-day race was. Really. Does that sound accurate? When you came last year, you didn't really understand what a 10-day race was.
Yeah, it was very new experience for me. 10 days, but I think for everybody, every time, even if you was here many times, for example, 10 times, each new time it will be new experience. You will be know nothing about this. Maybe, of course, you understand something, but every time it's very different.
Now, you're back.
No, it's not for running.
Oh, you came for something else?
Yeah, after the race, I'm going to do some climbing in Alaska.
Okay.
Mountaineer or something like that?
It was the highest point of Alaska in North America. It will be McKinley.
Mount McKinley. What would you like to see happen in the next 6 days? You're just trying to get in condition for the mountain, or you're doing quite well in the girls' six-day category, though?
No, it's not training. It's just running. Because most of this year, I was travel a lot and working a lot, and it was all over the world, and it was much moving for me. And now I'm staying in one place.
For six days, anyhow.
Yeah, these 6 days I just stay in one place. I'm relaxing, off moving. I move a lot, but inside I'm stopping, and it's a good rest, like vacation. We have a lot of good food. We can sleep anytime you want.
Now, Daria, if I were to say that to so many people here that this is a vacation and I'm relaxing, they would look at me and say, are you crazy? This is really hard. But no.
Yes, of course. It's hard, but it's also vacation. If you will ask another guys who is running, maybe some will also say that it's like a... Many of them is also in vacation. They have a job and now they take a break and come here for...
But something happens to you here that's, besides relaxing, it's fill in the blank.
Fill in what?
Fill in the blank. It's not just relaxing and taking it easy, though. I mean, you're moving, but what you're saying, I think, is by moving, I'm relaxing.
Yeah, it's not really easy because I feel too much pain and... too much tired and too much lazy every time wake up and start to moving again. But it's like a game. It's, I don't know how to explain.
The other day, before the race started, you had a kite and you were flying it and you enjoyed it like anything. It seems that when you do something, you like to have fun when you do it and not be too serious.
Maybe. Are you serious?
Are you serious?
And what about you? Are you serious? What do you think about this race?
Well, I think the other day someone said, you know, there's somebody on the course who smiles all the time. All the time. And he pointed up and you were coming down and it was you. Who's smiling all the time, and
you can see this back. When you will see the face, she's also smiling. Let's try it. Let's check. Okay. Smiling.
So your theory that everybody here is smiling, and it's not just Daria.
Yeah, I think it's one of the places in the world. There is not so many places like this when people are smiling. And when you're smiling, they will not be surprised and ask, whoa, what happened with you? Why you are smiling? Most of people smiling here. Some people smiling inside. Some people smiling by mouth. Doesn't matter.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're also smiling.